Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Yes, it's time for the biggest show coming to town, brought to us by the Granada Theater. It's 8:55 on the ticket. We got me, Giorgio, along with Mike Ducey from Fox 4, and Daryl Razor Ray the Stars Hockey Network is in studio with us now.
Thank you.
Hello, Razor.
Appreciate that.
He's going to ride shotgun with us the rest of the way. It's good to see you. You look well-rested, somewhat tanned.
And, how could I be tanned?
I don't know. You
the
got
month
some sort
of May.
I think you're tanning.
It's,
that's what you're doing.
It's a bronzer. It's a spray bronzer.
Doing a spray-on thing there, I think.
Slenderizes.
Yes. All right. Well, it's good to have Razor. And you guys are familiar with this. We'll go over the biggest shows coming
segment.
To town. We'll vote on it. We'll argue. We'll talk about the merits of each and all that. Starting Wednesday night, the 27th, at the House of Blues, the great Bruce Hornsby.
And the range? Or
you
just
know,
Bruce?
No, I think it's just Bruce.
What happened to the range?
The range went by the wayside somewhere in the 90s because he started playing with a group called the Noisemakers. And then he did a lot of solo stuff. And then I think, I think it's just Bruce Hornsby now. Now, I think he's probably going to have a band with him, but I don't think it's Bruce Hornsby in the range.
Bet you Rick Carlisle will be there. They're big buddies.
Yes, that is a possibility. Rick Carlisle has played on stage with Bruce Hornsby before.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't think it happened when he was the coach of the Mavericks. I think it happened maybe when he was in Indiana.
Could be, yeah.
Or maybe Detroit. But, they're friends because Carlisle can actually play. And they became friends, and he played with them on stage.
You guys are a wealth of musical knowledge over on that side of the table.
Stay alive, bogging down, waiting for a welfare dime. Because they can't buy a job.
Man, I played this record to death. I love this.
The way it is.
The range is still around.
Yes.
The range is limited, I might add.
1986 is when this album came out, and I'm like you. I played the heck out of it. I love this album. I love him. Love his voice. Great piano player. That'd be a good show at the House of Blues. You a fan of his, Razor? You like a little more driving.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what I'm doing. If I'm curled up with my cats on a Sunday afternoon, this would be pretty good.
What's your point?
All right. Well, that's Bruce Hornsby on Wednesday night. Thursday night at the American Airlines Center, Neil Diamond.
Cracklin' Rosie, get on board.
Where it began, I can't begin to know.
You must do it. Dynamite Diamond over there.
I bet he does.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin'. But then I know it's going strong.
And of course, here's the ticket.
Then spring became the summer.
Great game in the spring. Diamond talk in the summer. Yeah, of course, we turned this into Sweet Hardline.
That's right. Oh, man. This is.
We're still not over this song
greatness.
Yet?
Hands touching
much better
hands.
Songs than this. He has much better songs.
What's your favorite Neil Diamond song?
Reaching Out!
Solitary Man, probably.
Yeah?
Touching me, touching you.
Everybody now, Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba.
It has never seemed so good.
So good, so good, so good.
Oh, Mike was really stretching it there.
To look up some numbers on here.
Hey, so I think you can stop the game right now. I know where I'm going.
What is the youngest woman that would still be interested in Neil Diamond?
I bet there's some women. There's some women in their 40s that still
40s,
dig
you
him.
Think?
40s?
I think is that optimistic?
Maybe if they're Boston Red Sox fans or something.
Yeah. Because he's, 93?
He is 74. Okay. He sold over 125 million records worldwide. Third most successful adult contemporary artist on the Billboard charts behind
Elvis,
Elton John, and Barbra Streisand. Yeah, that adult contemporary thing, kind of an 80s creation there.
Are his eyebrows getting out of control?
Aren't all of ours?
His eyebrows and his questionable part are starting to meet one another at this point.
He's still wearing those spandex pants up right out
he's
there.
He's so
driving
good, though.
The grandma's
he is
crazy.
So yeah. good.
He's
Rock
a great
and roll
entertainer.
Hall of Fame in 2011.
Rock and roll?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if I classify what he's done through the years as
seriously,
rock.
Seriously, listen to Hot August Night, that live album from the 70s.
Okay, that was
I mean,
rock.
That was rock
soft
and roll.
Rock, yeah.
He also
I don't
wrote
question his greatness.
One song that he wrote but did not record might have been his biggest selling song of all time. That's a little tune you know as I'm a Believer. That Monkey
That's
song.
Right. Yeah, he did write that song. Yeah. All right, so you guys going? American Airlines Center?
I got to work Thursday night. They wouldn't miss, they wouldn't miss me if I didn't
shot.
Show up, though. Yeah, I'm going.
I'm sure it'll be done by 9.
That's true.
It starts at 4:30.
Right after. Can you imagine the volume of 9 Chardonnay 50-ish women that are going to be swaying back and forth for hours
that's
at that
That's another reason I think Mike should
I thought Deucey'd be there for sure.
Forever in blue jeans.
Looking for polluted 50-year-old women. That's a good thing for Mike.
Coming to America.
Nothing wrong with this, especially if you love this country we call America.
That's true. Can't be against this song.
Far without a home. Not without a star.
This is old guy sway, though, isn't it? And clap at the same time.
Yeah.
Free. Only one.
All right, that's Neil Diamond, Thursday night
at
the American Airlines Center. To Friday at the House of Blues, George Clinton and Parliament
Funkadelic.
Hey!
I'll let you guys take this one. All right, here we go.
Hey!
Not a big fan?
Yeah!
Just don't have a lot of knowledge
more
here.
High.
Flashlight.
Make it high. I
just I gotta tell you, I didn't know they were still touring.
Really?
Yeah, because I think he's older than Neil Diamond.
George Clinton.
He is 73, actually.
Okay.
Younger,
about
but
the same
yeah,
age.
About the same
okay.
age.
Hey, hey.
Aren't you impressed, though, by the dude who's in his 70s or, in the case of the late B.B. King, in his 80s still touring?
And he was somehow inducted into the
That's
Rock and Roll
impressive.
Hall of Fame
How about
the
B.B. King
stuff?
You see that?
Yeah.
No, the daughters are saying that he got murdered? It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Thanks for listening, Razor.
You're welcome.
This morning.
That is crazy. How could you poison the great B.B. King?
How many people on stage for this extravaganza,
oh,
by
man.
The way?
20, probably. The Parliament is
that's a show.
Ever-changing.
14,
and, yeah.
16, 21,
Normal figure that out.
27,
I wouldn't mind seeing him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool. That's at the House of Blues on Friday. As we roll into the weekend, candidate number 4, this also on Friday night, and this is at JEXA Energy Pavilion, Crane. Along with The Fray and Matt Nathanson.
Oh,
what's wrong with Train?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I guess this song got overplayed, but it's a
do
great song.
Do you think?
Yeah, I guess it
like,
did.
Like, essentially, every time you got in your car?
Yeah.
Hey, 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 hey. Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about Chardonnay up housewives?
Yeah, now you go about in the 40s, though, that will be at
yes.
this one. So there
yes.
you go.
Yes.
Razor, maybe
the
this is a good
ones.
Show for you to go to.
It always sounds to me like this guy's vocal ones. Cords are going to burst right through his neck. Like you can't.
He's another one of the. He's a happy singer, too. You ever see him sing live? He's just overjoyed with singing and being.
Really?
Yeah. A little too much.
This is a guilty pleasure for me.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
What's that, Sean?
I like this.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it.
There's nothing wrong with this record. Is there?
All right. That, no, not at all. That is Train along with The Fray.
Be a
Matt
good
Nathanson
show.
On Friday night, JEXA. And Saturday, weather permitting, I guess, at Toyota Stadium.
Jimmy Buffett. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 9:05 on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM,
watches.
The ticket. How about a little Jimmy Buffett this morning? That's an easy one. I have a confession to make. We can stop if we can stop.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Just
stop
for a second.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I will be attending this show.
Oh, no! What's wrong with you?
I've never seen Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, well, that's you're better
Wait,
for it.
Throw my wife under
what
the bus.
Color
she got
of,
the tickets.
What color of Hawaiian shirt will you be garbed in?
If I'm wearing a shirt at all.
Hey, now.
Now, I've heard there's somewhat of a party atmosphere around these events.
Really?
So we just thought it. We owed it to ourselves to check it out.
Just a bunch of overserved
hammered middle-agers is not,
yes.
That is
no.
not
That's
something
not
to involve yourself
That's
in.
Not fun. Now, Huey Lewis and the News will be there.
Yeah.
They open for him.
Seriously?
I'm interested in that, yeah. I love Huey.
It's a power love. Yes, it is.
Can you do this one?
I might be able to. I'm not sure, George, at 9:06 on a Tuesday. Can that be done? Because we want to pause right here first. Because then it picks up again. It's a curious thing, that power of love, and you're hearing it on a Tuesday morning right here on The Ticket.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I love these guys, too.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
You are FM before FM. Listen to you, Deucey.
Listen to Huey.
You do I know.
Yeah, listen to Huey, and then
you know what the great
about
thing?
A song in, you'll get the idea of Jimmy, and you can go home.
The great thing, though, about a concert like this would be that they will, in fact, play all their hits. It's not like they're breaking out new stuff, right?
No, I don't think so.
So you go there with the hope that you're going to hear everything that you loved back in the day.
Do you believe in love?
You're going to get it.
Great song. Love Huey. All right, that is candidate number 5, Jimmy Buffett.
Bang, bang.
Margaritaville.
Huey Lewis in the News.
Do you know he has his own Margaritaville
Oh, man, he's got
everything?
So much money. He's got
yeah,
so
like
much
everything.
Money.
I will say this for Jimmy Buffett. You know, I'm not, you know, Margaritaville is a beating, but I like like Son of a Sailor and some songs like that. Little some of his
slower little Jigger
stuff.
Salt.
Yeah,
is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, okay.
Will you be in bare feet for that concert? Eventually? Eventually.
No, I think I'll be wearing my mandals that I always wear.
Crocs.
You're Jerusalem cruisers.
I can just see you two Crocs in a Hawaiian shirt with pleated jeans on. And away you go.
I'm waiting for you to say something that's supposed to be wrong here. I don't understand.
Candidate number
pleated
6.
Pleated jean shorts.
Monday night at Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, the Steve Miller Band.
Oh, nice.
Along with Jimmy Vaughn. Some people call Dallas' own, right? Stevie Miller.
Stevie Guitar Miller.
Whoop, woo! Some call me the gangster
of love. What other name do they have for you, Steve? Some people call me Maurice.
Underrated, I think, that Steve Miller.
Underrated?
Yeah.
How so? I mean, so
I don't know. It's like you bring
records.
Him up and people pelt you with rocks and garbage because they think, oh, yeah, Steve Miller. I guess because he's been so overplayed in classic rock stations through the years, but he's got a great line of work.
He had the gall to have people actually play his music on the radio, man.
What a spare, man.
I think he's a joker.
And a smoker.
And maybe a midnight deuce. Because I'm a picker. I'm a
grinner. Take the high part, dude. Play my music in the sun. What are you? Count them. 2, 3.
Weed. All right, so here are your candidates. Bruce Hornsby, Wednesday at the House of Blues. Neil Diamond at the American Airlines Center on Thursday. George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic, Friday at the House of Blues. Train, along with The Fray at JEXA Energy Pavilion. Train. That also on Friday. Saturday, Jimmy Buffett. Huey Lewis in the News at Toyota Stadium. And candidate number 6 there, we just heard Steve Miller next Monday at Verizon. Mike Doocy, who you vote for?
This is a great list, and I'm privileged to be a part of this segment this morning, guys.
Just your
thanks,
pick, if we
thanks
could.
Thanks for having me. Let me answer it this way. Love on the Rocks!
Oh, there's
ain't
a Neil
no
Diamond
big
vote.
Surprise.
Razor, who you vote for?
Well, apparently late May is easy rock time in North Texas. Yeah. I'm going with the Diamond, the Neil.
Neil Diamond?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Bass?
The guest star of the comic classic Saving Silverman, Neil Diamond.
Okay. Jer?
Sweet Caroline.
Wow, we have something unanimous here. What about you, Fernando?
Neil Diamond.
And I, too, will vote for Neil Diamond.
Yes, you will. Yes,
unanimous.
You will. George, got him.
Neil Diamond, the biggest show coming to town, the American Airlines
Center. Look at him. He's just bringing everybody
this
in
Thursday.
Right now. Come on now. Everybody, up on your feet.
Hey, yeah,
here we go.
Okay, here we go for the 1,000,000th time. Okay, that's the biggest show coming to town. Up next, we have some broadcasting issues for Razor.